Muggsy, let me tell you about Lionel Hampton's early life leading up to the records that I have. He was born in Louisville on April 12, 1913, and his father, who had shown considerable promise as a piano player and singer, was killed in action during World War I. His mother then took him to live with her parents in Birmingham, Alabama, where he was raised in a deeply religious atmosphere. They moved to Chicago, where his grandmother arranged for him to go to Holy Rosary Academy in Kenosha, Wisconsin. When a fife, drum, and bugle band was organized at the school, Hampton played a snare drum and was instructed by one of the sisters, who strictly insisted on the orthodox handling of the sticks. When the Holy Rosary Academy moved to another location, Hampton returned to Chicago. He soon discovered that the Chicago Defenders Newsboys Band marched in all the parades and shone in the band competition. He therefore got himself a job as a newsboy and joined the band. At first, he was allowed only to carry the bass drum, but before long, he was promoted and had the thrill of beating it in parades. He progressed to the snare drum in the marching band and to timpani in the concert band. He also learned something about the marimba. When he was 14, his grandparents surprised him with a present, his own set of drums. And soon afterwards, he left home with a traveling band. Les Height, who was several years older than Lionel, was playing saxophone in that band. He went to Los Angeles and got himself a band of his own and sent for Lionel in 1927. But Height had little success with this band, and eventually Lionel and Height joined Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders, a band that was a cut above the many others then catering to the teeming nightlife of the Gold Coast. It included trombonist Lawrence Brown, later to become famous with Duke Ellington, and it was with this group that they both recorded for the first time for RCA Victor in April 1929. Hampton even offered a sample of his unique piano style when they made New Kind of Blues the following year. Les Height, meanwhile, still harbored ambitions as a band leader, and he auditioned successfully with a 12-piece band containing Hampton and Lawrence Brown for the prestigious job at Frank Sebastian's Cotton Club in Culver City. At almost the same time, Louis Armstrong came out from Chicago to play at the Cotton Club. He came alone as a featured soloist, and he used the Height Band for accompaniment. Although Hampton had heard him in Chicago, the ensuing engagement was of immense importance in the formation of Hampton's style. It was when this band began to record that summer as Louis Armstrong and his new Sebastian Cotton Club Orchestra that Lionel Hampton saw the vibraphone in the studio, and with Armstrong's encouragement played it on Memories of You. He also met Gladys Riddle during the 9 months Armstrong was at the club. This young lady was later to become his wife and a partner of uncommon business ability. She realized that Armstrong thought highly of his vibraphone playing and bought Hampton what he described as a little set of vibes. He would take the instrument home at night, set it up in his living room, and at his fiancée's insistence, practiced all day long. She also had him study piano, counterpoint, and harmony. And for 18 months, he went to the University of Southern California, where he learned how to put chords together. The vibraphone was what he wanted to play. He eventually formed a band of his own, which worked up and down the coast from Los Angeles to Washington, and Seattle and Vancouver. With Buck Clayton, Ted Buckner, Herschel Evans, Coy Roberts, Henry Prince, and Johnny Miller in the personnel, it was a good band, good enough to go to the Cotton Club for several months. But the band broke up, and he got a job at the Paradise, a nightclub at 6th and Main Street in Los Angeles. This 9-piece band included Teddy Buckner and Tyree Glenn. And business increased so much that their salaries were raised at the end of the second week. The proprietor improved the appearance of the club, removed the sawdust on the floor, put tablecloths on the tables, dressed up the waitress, and got a liquor license from a nearby bar, and charged $1 admission. The Paradise would hold about 500 people, and most nights it was packed. Benny Goodman came by one night with his clarinet and sat in. The following night, Teddy Wilson and Gene Krupa came, and it was then that Hampton was invited to record for RCA Victor with the Benny Goodman Trio, which became the Benny Goodman Quartet. And that was on for the first time on the August 21, 1936, when they recorded Moonglow. Hampton had indeed come a long way on the vibraphone since 1930, but back in those early days, Hampton was basically a drummer. And here he is in the first recording I have of Lionel Hampton with Louis Armstrong, who was fronting the Les Height Band in Los Angeles, a recording made on December 23, 1930, Sweethearts on Parade.
Marching through all the sweethearts on parade, parade, parade. Can't have cried as they pass me by. All the sweethearts on parade, for parade. I'd love to join their fun. But they bought me baby more. It takes more than one to join the army. Love and how I find as they fall in line. Oh, the sweetheart on parade.
Later on March 9th, 1931, the 21-year-old Hampton recorded again with Louis Armstrong, and if you listen carefully, you can hear him on the vibraphone. Just a Gigolo.
Everybody know, the people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Every night some heart betraying. Now there will come a day, years will pass away. Then what will they say about me, baby? When the end comes, I know they'll say just another jig. I know as life goes on without me.
Hampton remembers well that August night in 1936 when Benny Goodman, Teddy Wilson, and Gene Cooper, at the urging of John Hammond, sat in with his little band at the Paradise. We were in the middle of a set, and suddenly I hear this great clarinet behind me and a piano player who's feeding me some fine chords and a drummer who sounded just great. And I look around, and there they were, Benny Goodman and Teddy Wilson and Gene Cooper, sitting in with my band. We must have jammed for about 2 hours. A few days later, Benny invited Lionel to record a number with his trio. Hampton's debut and the birth of the Benny Goodman Quartet came with one number at the end of a recording session by the full Goodman Band. It was a Hudson DeLange composition, Moonglow, recorded in Hollywood August 21, 1936.
Mm-hmm.
of the quartet's first side, invited Lionel to join the trio for three more sides 5 days later. One of the selections was Vibraphone Blues, and Benny even let Lionel sing. August 26, 1936, recorded in Hollywood for Victor.
Blues whiskey, babe. I will stay drunk all the time. All the time. If the blues was whiskey, I would stay drunk all of the time. Now, if I get drunk, babe, I would leave you behind. Play it, Mr. Goodman. Play it a long, long time. Yeah. Oh, play it, Mr. Wilson. Play it a long, long time. Now when Mr. Krubel beat those riffs, he don't let you down.
After this experimental recording session with Hampton on Vibes, augmenting the Goodman Trio, the Goodman Band left Los Angeles for the Manhattan Room in the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York, and Hampton returned to his band at the Paradise. But Goodman wanted Hampton to join him permanently, so he called, and Gladys Riddle took over the telephone. Hampton recalls, "Gladys had a white Chevrolet, and we had a little trailer to put my drums and vibes in, and we drove cross-country to New York. We got married in Yuma, Arizona, on our way to join Benny Goodman." Lionel became a regular with Benny on November 10, 1936, at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York. 8 days later, on November 18, 1936, the quartet made its first official recording, Sweet Sue. Mm-hmm. These were exciting times for the 25-year-old Lionel Hampton. He was a sensation both on these records and with the quartet in their live appearances. Here they are on that same recording date, November 18, 1936, with Melancholy Baby. December 2nd, 1936, Victor recorded the quartet with Tiger Rat Whispering. Thank you. band number, Stomping at the Savoy, recorded on that same date, December 2nd, 1936. Recorded air checks of the quartet's various broadcasts. On January the 6th, 1937, Gene Krupa was out with the flu, and so the quartet became a trio with Teddy Wilson, Benny Goodman, and Lionel Hampton. On the vibes, here is Dinah.
With Mr. Lionel Hampton at the vibraphones, Teddy Wilson again at the piano, we will play a trio instead of a quartet of Dinah. Thank you.
1937, Eli Oberstein, recording director at RCA Victor, extended an open invitation to Hampton to record with different combinations of musicians whenever he was in New York. Oberstein was undoubtedly aware of the success of the series of Teddy Wilson's small band recordings for Brunswick nearly 2 years before. The character of the two rival series differed as considerably as the temperament of the two leaders. Wilson was calm, reserved, and disciplined. Lionel Hampton more emotional. He was outgoing, vibrant, full of vitality and good humor. His personality immediately won him friends among musicians, and he was able to collect some remarkable combinations. Practically all of the great jazz giants of the time. The first Hampton recording unit drew from the Goodman Band. Ziggy Elman trumpet, Jaime Schutzer, and George Koenig on alto saxes, Arthur Rulini and Vito Musso on tenor sax, Jess Stacy piano, Alan Roos guitar, Harry Goodman bass, and Gene Krupa drums. This is February the 8th, 1937. Jivin' the Vibes, written by Lionel Hampton. Takes over on drums from Gene Krupa with Hampton Stomp, recorded February 8, 1937. was Ziggy Ullman on trumpet, Vito Musso tenor sax, Jess Stacy piano, Harry Goodman on bass, and Alan Roos on guitar. On that same recording date, February 8, 1937, here is My Last Affair. Same date, here is that same group with The Mood That I'm In, with Lionel Hampton taking a vocal.
They're playing, oh, the magic of the violin that intrigues my heart into obeying. It's the mood that I'm in. Maybe it's the lovely things you tell me that helps put me in this frame of mind. Maybe it's your eyes that's overwhelming me. Tonight I'm so romantically inclined. Speak to me of love with words so tender. Let the rhapsody of life begin. I can give my heart in sweet surrender. It's the mood that I'm in. Thank you.
his next recording.